From NPR News, it's Day to Day. And if you want to hear the rest of the story, that'll be 50 cents, please. Just kidding. But hidden fees are jacking up the cost of a lot of things these days, from a hotel stay to a trip to the grocery store. Marketplace's Steve Tripley joins us now. So what's up?
Well, Deborah, what's up is that the marketplace is playing a profitable game of gotcha with its customers. Economists call these deceptive price structures, and they're showing up everywhere. That hotel stay you mentioned may start with a great room rate, but you get charged a bundle for a phone call or a drink at the minibar. Or at the grocery store, you can pay the shelf price for a can of soup, or less if you have the rewards card from the store, or even less if you have a coupon and a rewards card. And don't even get me started on banking fees. Banks have devised tons of ways to nickel and dime you to death.
So why doesn't a box of Cheerios or the same hotel room, why is it so hard now? Why doesn't it just cost the same for everybody?
Well, Deborah, you know, blame it on the mass market slicing skills of modern business. What they've discovered is that there are two types of customers out there. And two professors who've studied these hidden fees call these customers sophisticates and myopes.
It's hard to know which one I would be, so could you please explain the two groups?
Well, the sophisticates get this hidden fee thing. They go to the hotel with the good rates, but they use their own cell phone instead of the hotel phone. And they set their computer printer to draft mode because they know that the people who make printers make most of their money off of ink and not by selling you the machine. The myopes don't see all this. Their academic nickname comes from the word myopic or short-sighted. And the vendors figure, why give these folks a bargain? And in fact, the myopes subsidize the sophisticates. They make it possible for companies to offer lower prices to those who can take advantage of them.
But why don't competitors just point this out and show people who aren't looking at the fine print that there's fine print and they're going to pay more?
Well, some competitors do raise the alarm, but why don't more of them do it more often? This is where the research gets interesting. Xavier Gabex at New York University is one of the people who studied this. He says businesses use these pricing structures to attract that sophisticated consumer and because they can take the rest for granted.
And so the ads wouldn't help.
Right. This is what he has to say.
If you're a smart consumer, you can actually take advantage of all the good deals that are in the marketplace and they're really designed to trap the naive consumers. And it's a very simple and effective way to actually maximize profits, to just rely on people's ignorance, naivety, and mistakes.
So it turns out few businesses have much stake in blowing the whistle on hidden fees because it would just create more sophisticates, and that cuts into profits.
And so we are reminded, let the buyer beware.
Right, that old term in the marketplace. We're in a buyer beware economy now. Loads and loads of things you buy have gone the way of airline tickets, where you might be spending much more than the person you're sitting right next to on the same flight just because he found a way to pay less and you didn't. So happy shopping, Deborah, and make sure you buy the blue plate special for lunch today, because if you don't, somebody else will and you'll pay more.
Steve Tripley of Public Radio's business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.